The lawn of Natchez City Hall is taped off after an old oak tree split outside the building. City is awaiting an assessment from an expert on the state of the tree and the best path forward. No buildings nearby were damaged by the split. Don't expect any relief after a scorching hot weekend. Beginning of the work week is only going to be hotter. As such, the Louisiana Department of Health is urging you to take extra precautions.
LDH Secretary Bruce Greenstein says, fortunately, the number of heat-related deaths in Louisiana is on the decline.
3 years ago, 88 people died. 2 years ago, 51. Last year, 31 people.
And last month, 4 people died of heat-related illnesses. Greenstein says the very best thing you can do today is to stay inside in air conditioning, but if you have to be outside, seek shade, rest, and hydrate with water, not beer.
Any substance use or alcohol use during times of extreme heat can exacerbate the problem.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
On Friday, Governor Tate Reeves requested a major disaster declaration for Mississippi from President Donald Trump for 8 counties impacted by severe storms, tornadoes, straight line winds, and flash flooding on June 18th and 19th from the remnants of Tropical Storm Arthur. Arthur poured 30 inches of rain onto the state in a 5-day period, with some downpours falling at rates of up to 3 inches per hour. According to reports, the storm damaged 532 homes, 17 businesses, and 5 farms. Victims of stalking and cyber stalking will soon be able to end their rental leases without penalty. It's under a new law that takes effect August 1st in Louisiana.
New Orleans Representative Mandy Landry says her legislation expands an existing law that already allows victims of domestic abuse to break a lease for their safety.
You do have options and that you can seek out help.
To end a lease, a tenant's claim must be verified by a qualified third party, such as a domestic violence resource center. Landry hopes the new law gives stalking and cyberstalking victims a safer way to leave dangerous situations.
Obviously, we would prefer this not to happen at all, but from a sense of the legislature of what can we do to help out, I think this was a good result.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is at 36.54 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.